as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The cars are going to come.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
A drag race, they're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
This right here is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. One more time here in the MHK in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, host of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And as usual here in the EG3 garage area, 3Wide garage area, is Big D, the producer of this podcast. And yes, this is the preview edition here this evening, recording this on October 24th, Thursday, early evening, 2019. And yes, you know, I just thought about this when that intro is playing. You know, it's coming down to the end of the year, and we're gonna have to come up, create another promo for next year. And yeah, my dude is right. Can Joey Logano get back to the championship four? Well, that question will be answered here in the next 3 weeks, as yes, this is the preview of the round of 8, and I did not do a preview of the round of 12, so why not? This is the Elite 8, the best 8 going after one another, and it begins this weekend at Martinsville. Before we get into this preview edition of the podcast, again, you can follow me at EG3_Fast80. Again, that is at EG3_Fast80. Again, through our NASCAR podcast, you can download it wherever you get your sports coverage, wherever you get your podcast from, whether that's Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and a few more other outlets out there that the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 is on. You do not want to miss a big time moment here in the next, really, 4 weeks, as it's counting down to the end of the NASCAR season. Cannot wait to see what happens this weekend at Martinsville. Of course, the first data 500, the round of 8 opener here this weekend. Not here, literally, but up there in the VA. It's going to go down. We've seen fireworks the last 2 years, and really, the game has changed, obviously, guys. When you take a look at Martinsville, and it's, speaking of Martinsville, next year at this time, I don't want to get too far ahead in the scheduling for next year, but next year, you're looking at this race being the last race in this round. That's going to be something. Next year, Martinsville, the final race to see who gets in. And, of course, ISM next year is going to be the new location of the Championship Four race out in Arizona, of course. So, definitely looking at the possibility of drama. Of course, yes, we have still unfinished business here in 2019 here at Martinsville. And of course, this is the round of 8 preview. Of course, we started at 16, folks, whittled down to 12. And of course, last week at Kansas City, where we're at, we witnessed a thrilling ending to that race. Obviously, Chase Elliott racing his way in to the Elite 8. Wow, Brad Keselowski left out in the cold. Yes, that's literally cold here in Manhattan, Kansas. Here is that cold front has landed here in the Midwest, obviously. But Keselowski, the heavy hitter, obviously the heavy hitter, headliner, out of that round, eliminated out of there. Also, William Byron, Clint Bowyer, and Alex Bowman, they are left out looking at the rest of the drivers in the playoffs as they continue to battle out for a spot in the final four in a few weeks. Yeah, 8 drivers now. The focus shifts to them here. And let's just recap who's still left. The field has been cut in half here. Of course, you start at the bottom of the list here. Outside, starting outside the elimination line. That in the person of Ryan Blaney, who got into this round, of course, winning at Talladega, getting his first win of 2019. Once again, 66% of Ryan's wins so far, Blaney's wins so far, have come in the playoffs. Of course, last year, I've mentioned this several instances on this podcast. Blaney won the Roval last year in the playoff setting, and add another playoff win to that resume for Ryan Blaney. Talladega, where he rallied back after losing the lead to Ryan Newman and regathering himself there, nipping Newman at the line, landing him in this position. And who would have thunk it, folks, that Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano would be the guys at Penske. A majority of us thought, yeah, the 3 Penske guys would challenge, would be in here. Instead, one is left out in the dust. And it's a lot of people that many did not expect. Blaney making another appearance back to the round of 8. Of course, he missed out last year, but of course, the year before that, he was a part of the scramble at Martinsville a couple years ago in that wild-ass race there. And now, turn the clock forward, he's back in this position again. And yeah, he's going to have to go out here. And the deficit I looked at was 21 points, if my math's correct here. The last guy in, of course, yeah, Chase Elliott literally raced, got the last spot last week in Kansas City. But Ryan Blaney, yeah, he's going to have to create some more matching. He's going to have an opportunity to race for a championship in a few weeks. Moving on up the ladder, the next guy who won his way into this round, the Ganassi Chevrolet of Kyle Larson. That is right, 42 team, got in here by kicking serious butt at Dover. And for Kyle Larson, his first win of the year as well, after snapping a long losing streak, 75 to be exact. And I gotta tell you right now, obviously, we've talked about this for many, many years now, that including all the other podcasts out here, that Larson is a threat to get to Miami and has an opportunity to race for a championship. Not only that, but possibly to be the favorite to be in the Miami for opportunity for a championship. But he has to get there first, obviously, and he's had 2 weeks really to get prepared for Martinsville. Martinsville, one of his worst tracks left for Larson here in 19, and he's gonna have to get it done as well. But of course, yep, you gotta give yourself a chance. And Martinsville, Texas, ISM, and a mile and a half track at Texas, that's going to be a chance right there for him to four, maybe an opportunity to sneak in on in here. I mean, again, like I said in the post race the playoff edition recap of Kansas, which is up right now. If you're listening to that right now, I encourage you to go back and check that out. That's going to be going up as soon as we're done with this episode here. So, folks, tell your friends about us, about the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. That will go a long way as well. I mean, it's been a blast this year doing this podcast, but I'm going off the railroad tracks here again. But going back, circling to Kyle Larson, they're going to have to cut down the mistakes. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. Cut down the mistakes. You have to be almost perfect. You're going to have a chance to get in to Miami for opportunity. But Kyle Larson, he and Blaney's wins, winning at the right time, came no better time than in round 12 for Kyle Larson. Absolutely dominated Dover. That's why he's here. Moving on to Chase Elliott. Of course, the points have been resetted now. Chase Elliott, last one in. I've said that a few times already on the podcast here tonight. Chase Elliott, and yeah, why not? A lot of people think he can get in here in the championship four and do some big time damage, and why not? He's carrying a ton of momentum. He's got to win this year in this year's playoffs, going back to the first round at the Roval, where he battled back from ramming in the turn wall fence at the Roval and somehow battling back there just like he's done all playoff long and getting it done there. So no question, and you got to go back to the last time we raced at Martinsville, folks. This NYCAR almost chased down Brad Keselowski for the win. Obviously, Keselowski, already noted here on this preview show tonight, not a part of the Elite Eight moving forward, eliminated at Kansas Speedway last week. So Chase Elliott did what he needed to do there. And you turn around now, that's going to be the big story, because obviously we know what happened a couple years ago between Dee and Denny Hamlin. That has been duly noted. Not going to go down that rabbit hole. We've touched that enough this week. Chase Elliott, opportunity is there for him to get it done. And like I said earlier this week about him, I mean, he's been licking his chops to get back in his position. But he was in his position last year, obviously. ISM, great position, and he unfortunately got tangled up in that late accident at ISM with Kurt Busch and the other couple of cars in there as well. So he's tasted disappointment. Will the third time be the charm for this nine? To find out and see here starting this weekend. You listen to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 Big D here as well here. We're here with you for about a half an hour here tonight. So we're moving along pretty quickly here for this round of eight preview here. The final eight here. And here in 3 weeks here, we're going to be talking about the final four acts. Yeah, this season has been incredible. And of course, the last guy going into this round, starting outside the cut line, that and the person of Kevin Harvick, who's made the last, four or five Final Fours in Miami. He'll start, but not in a big deficit. Only two back to defending champ Logano. Kevin Harvick, he's been, he rolled into these playoffs with a ton of momentum off the dominant performance at Indianapolis. But since then, he has been quiet, no laps led. Did a little research on that, on Harvick in that four team. Obviously, you know, Ronnie Childress voiced their opinion throughout the season on, you know, being at a disadvantage, you know, starting from behind when this racing package came into focus this year. And they started out behind Stuart Haas Racing. And now, you know, Stuart Haas Racing started out with three cars in the playoffs. It is down to one. And that's obviously the guy who's been in part of many championship battles. That's Harvick. But Harvick has unfinished business here. He'll have to. He's in within striking distance. So he, Chase Elliott, they're right there. And Larson Blaney, they can get them. I think they can get there as well. Plenty of time to do that. But again, I'm going to beat the old bass drum here again. Stage points. And it's going off of that for a moment here, listening to the Nate Ryan podcast with Steve Letarte earlier today on the road for work. And 15 points scored for Chase Elliott to Brad Keselowski's 5 last week in Kansas City was a huge difference there. Yes, even though Keselowski apparently wasn't still in position to eliminate Chase Elliott, that did not happen there. Due into a bet to a last restart that went bad for Keselowski. So obviously he's out of the mix here. So that, again, stage points are going to be critical throughout this entire round. And again, we all know this for sure, folks. One spot will be guided on points. That is for sure. That's all I know right now. And of course, we can have possibly a 3 different winners up at most, and a possible upset winner in there. have to find out and see. But yeah, Harvick, no laps led. Incredible. And I believe, you know, going back, you can take it. Yeah, he led laps at Vegas in the opening round of these playoffs. But since then, been awfully quiet. Now will be the right time to get out of the groundhog hole and get it done for the four cars. So that's the four guys right now on the outside looking in, but not very much here. When the points reset, obviously the defending champ, we mentioned him briefly here, Joey Logano, there with Ty Gordon making probably the call of the year. And these guys escaped big time. There's no way around it. Obviously, a terrible round of 12. Obviously, if they make those type of mistakes in this round, you can forget about it. I know, yeah, they have that capability, but you got to give yourself a chance. And obviously, the Logano Truex battle last year at Martinsville has been played a lot this week, obviously, on my social media feed, on Twitter, obviously. So I've been waiting to this moment, actually, to get back to this point. So we'll have to see what happens. As a fan, for a brief moment. So we'll have to see what happens in Virginia this weekend. But Logano, we know this track history here, obviously, in this case here. And we'll be making a new promo of the podcast here soon, no doubt. But Logano keeps his chances to get back to Miami to repeat alive. So it all resets. So Logano has led a lot of laps here. Have to find out here what he does here this weekend, obviously. And the last time the Cup Series raced, obviously, it belonged to this man. Kansas winner, Denny Hamlin's first win in the playoffs. And everybody's looking, pointing the big stick at this guy. Is this the season of the 11 car for FedEx? Four more races, man. Denny Hamlin. And obviously racing at home in home state of Virginia. Tremendous opportunity. Obviously, he finished second last year in this race, not as a playoff driver. So, you know the history of Denny Hamlin. He knows how to get around here. It's been a quick minute since he's been to victory lane at this racetrack. Obviously, Texas, he won there earlier this year. ISM's been pretty decent track for the 11 team himself here. So, again, everybody's pointing to him. Mark Martin, obviously, not racing anymore, obviously. But Denny Hamlin right now, top of the list right now. Again, not going to beat that, try to beat that old drum again here in this case. We all know what's with Denny Hamlin. We all know the situation with him. The resume speaks for itself. And obviously, last week, he and his Joe Gibbs and the Joe Gibbs juggernaut made a big time statement there. So Harvick, Logano, Elliott, Larson, Blaney, they're going to have their work cut out for them. And that's the first step for those guys. They're going to have to make, somebody's going to have to make a statement. That statement has to be made for those five drivers on Sunday. And Martinsville, obviously, is a good place to start for those guys. So, who is going to step up and challenge them? Or possibly try to eliminate one of those guys, or maybe two? Starts on Sunday with those. And we already talked about Denny Hamlin. Next on the list, Martin Truex Jr. And yep, again, we all know what happened here last year, but Martin Truex Jr., MTJ, he's been nothing outside the Talladega race, obviously a wild card race. He has been outstanding in the consistency department. He's finished five of the six playoff races in the top 10. That includes two wins in the opening round of these playoffs. So that's back-to-back wins. So the last time we're on a short track, yeah, who won that? Yep, Martin Truex Jr. did. So, and he also awfully came close, lost last year, but painfully had to settle for third after obviously the bump and run of the 22 car. So Truex, I'm sure he's been licking his chops to get back to the same position. Well, here he is again. He'll have an opportunity not only won this race, obviously, but Texas and ISM, where, you know, mile and a half earlier this year, Truex struggled a little bit at Texas, but he was wicked fast at ISM earlier this year. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens there, but he'll have a good shot at it. And obviously at the top of the heap, number one seed, Kyle Busch. Everybody has him in the Final Four. And yeah, you can you blame him? Yeah. But prove otherwise, though, he's on a losing streak himself. And I believe Big D pulled this up earlier, and he has it right here on top of our big screen here. Got a few more minutes here on a Round of 8 preview edition of the podcast. Three wide with the Round of 8 preview. EG3 here with you for a few more minutes. But 18 races since Rowdy has gone to victory lane. And obviously, you go back to the wild ass race a couple years ago where everybody pretty much wrecked on the last lap. Kyle Busch won and obviously got himself a ticket to Miami 2 years ago. So we know Kyle Busch can win anywhere. He's won at these tracks. Obviously, now for he and Adam Stevens now, he's the only JGR guy has not won these playoffs yet. So Hamlin took himself off the board. Truex already won, not once, but twice in these playoffs. Kyle Busch is yet to win in these playoffs. Will Sunday be the time to do it? I see you find out on NBCSN. So, and his lead, he came in with a 15 to 16 point margin, guys, on Truex. A few more to Denny Hamlin. That has been all been shrunken. The top three separated by 9. And then you add throw in Joey Logano in there. Also, it is too close to call right now. So if any one of those guys got problems, it's going to be huge. You can't go laps down on a short track. Obviously, you know what I'm going to say, people, on this podcast when it comes to starting off right. Yeah, well, this, yeah, you're going to have to start off right big time. Especially the 42 and the 12, knowing they got to make up a little bit of ground here starting this weekend. You make a mistake or you have unfortunate issues, whatnot, yeah, you're going to be in must-win mode. Because you go lap multiple laps down, race over. That's just bottom line, straight up. Bottom line, you cannot have a bad race if you expect. And yeah, we've seen walk-offs before. I mean, not ruling them out. Obviously, you got Harvick doing that. Well, a couple walk-offs. And we've seen it. We have seen it in playoffs past. Walk-offs and to get into the championship round. So I mean, we're not going to rule it out. Obviously, we haven't even started this round, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. And at Martinsville, it should be a great crowd out there. And I ran across the tweet before hopping on the show, weather's in question or whatnot. But hey man, I mean, this is a playoff race here. We're getting out to the Elite Eight drivers best here left standing here in the first ticket to Miami. Could be possibly be passed out here at after 500 laps on Sunday when the lights come on. Obviously, Martinsville, we've seen a lot of fireworks, and this year should not be any different. So that's the 8 drivers contending. Only 4 will remain for an opportunity to race for the ultimate prize. In just a few weeks, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast rolls on for a few more minutes here. Once again, appreciate y'all downloading the podcast and listening. EG3 hanging out with y'all. Again, I already mentioned the tracks here. Martinsville with the first out of 500 here on Sunday. Not here again, but in Virginia. And then you got to turn around, going down south to Texas there with the Wicked Mile and a Half racetrack down there, which anything can happen down there with the AAA Texas 500 on NBCSN. And then, of course, to wrap up this round, the Blue Green Vacations 500 to wrap this round, obviously, with everything on the line. And that's going to be on national television as well as the championship race, obviously. So big time. Big time opportunity there, obviously. So NBCSN will have the first two races of this round. And then to cap off the rest of the season for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, you got NBC will take you home from there. So, but like I talked to, and I texted one of my buddies. I also talked to another one as well. This thing is just stacked from top to bottom. Any one of these drivers can win in this round. So, but again, you have to minimize the mistakes here to give yourself any chance to get to Homestead. That's what it's all about right now. And again, three drivers from JGR lead the way. Two for Penske, one for Ganassi, and one for Stuart Haas Racing left in this mix. Gonna be a fun time to see what happens. And it all begins on Sunday in the BA. Cannot wait. Once again, people are pumped up. Yeah, short track racing at its best. And once again, we're gonna find out which tempers are flaring at the end of this race. There, for sure, that's for a fact. Somebody's gonna do something. And like I said on the post-playoff edition of Kansas, again, please go check that out. That's gonna go down, be uploaded tonight while we're talking about this podcast. So go download it, listen, raw reaction from the weekend in Kansas City. And of course, this episode will go up tomorrow afternoon. So back-to-back episodes of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Great, great content to listen to. Please tell your friends. And I lost a training moment here. But yeah, so I definitely lost that. Yeah, so real quick, yeah, like I talked about in the post-race episode early this week, I would not be surprised to see the 9 and 11. If they get the top spots there, I expect fireworks there. There's no nice guy anymore. If Denny Hamlin wants that championship, he's going to go get it. And I'm knowing the history well, especially at Homestead for that 11 team pole. They've got a win over there, and this is the 11's best shot yet. Maybe even, I mean, you would have put 2010 in there too, though, but the way that cat has been running all year long, right out of the gate in the 500, yeah, I mean, at home, this is, he said he couldn't wait to get there. Well, we're all can't wait to see what's going to go down the 11 car in the 9. I would not be surprised if it comes down to those two. But of course, yeah, don't forget about Truex, Kyle Busch, Logano, Harvick, and the rest of them boys. Maybe Ken Blaney. Blaney led a lot of laps last year in the spring race. And Kyle Larson, can he figure out a way to get it done? So Kyle Larson, he's had a couple weeks to prepare for this race. We'll see if they make the right adjustments to start off this round. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. On Twitter. And again, one more time, Big D, before we head out for the rest of the week, through our NASCAR podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast from: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, Stitcher, and SoundCloud as well, and many more. Of course, SoundCloud, we downloaded added a couple more episodes to that as well. So, man, round of 8, Elite 8, 8 remain. Who will get that first ticket of Homestead? Find out on NBCSN this weekend. Big D, it's time to wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap of another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Big D, thank you as usual. And thank you guys for tuning in to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Next, up, wheels up. Martinsville, round of 8, about to begin. We out.
the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide.